All right. It's too much stuff. I don't know what it is.
So, with the move today, will you, with sending Canning down and no updates coming up, are you guys going to be calling up another starter to take that rotation spot?
Yeah, I think we'll look into that. You know, right now, obviously, we're focused on today, and, you know, Sam Selman's here to help us out in the bullpen. You know, I think we'll look into who we're going to bring here to make that start, the next start.
Is there, are you looking at calling up a start? Is there, like, possibility of doing a bullpen?
There's always a possibility of it. I don't want to set something in place now. You know, lots of things can happen in the next 3 or 4 days, so.
Just day off for a moment?
Yeah, day off. Yesterday was a bit of a grind on our guys, and you know, we're in the middle of this 16 game stretch. You know, being able to rest some guys, give them a blow, it's important.
What was just the evaluation of Canning from the 4-star season?
Yeah, I thought he did well. You know, in terms of I think looking at the total portfolio or total package of the 4 performances, you know, he pitched well enough to give us opportunity to win. You know, I think we looked at his fastball velo was a little bit down from what we were looking at, but he still pitched. He's an old school type pitcher, I think. You know, he mixes, adds, subtracts. You know, so, you know, he's got opportunity to be back here and be a part of this rotation again. So,
is there anything in particular you're sending down with special intended, like things to work on or anything like that?
Yeah, I just think continuing to command the sinker, you know, to get better at locating that pitch. When he was hurt here, I think it was just mislocation. We saw it yesterday with the pitch to Witt. Sinker down and away, mislocation down and in, and got hurt with it. So, you know, his cutter, I think he didn't feel great with it while he was here. So another aspect that he can go back and just kind of refine, getting that cutter in on righties underneath the hands. I think there was a little more shape to it than what he was used to. In throwing it in AAA, so.
Just one more. Why now for the timing to maybe make a move there?
Well, we obviously need some bullpen help today, you know, and I think we got a good look at Koenig. You know, his 2 starts against this team, and then obviously the starts against Atlanta and Boston, you know. So I think we got a good evaluation of it.
How's Piscotty doing, and is there any more clarity on when you might turn?
We'll be in touch with Steven today. He's scheduled to play again today, and you know, we'll talk through the timing of bringing him back here, how he feels both physically and from a timing perspective of his at bats.
Yankee series a possibility, or
I think there's a possibility of it, but I don't want to say that that's set in stone because I haven't spoken to Steven. So. You got a lot of questions.
Nobody else does.
Okay.
Just for Sean, I mean, getting him a day off, and seeing with Elvis.
Yeah. For those guys, I mean, for Sean is, you know. Catching 9 innings yesterday in that heat. He changed uniforms, I think, in the 8th inning. You know, it's a good day for him to have a blow. And obviously with Elvis, too, a lot of action for Elvis, a lot of running. It takes its toll on these guys. So, you know, they're obviously available and, you know, can be used late in the game if needed.
With Seth, the DH, and Jett first, just getting Seth out of the field.
Yeah, Seth's been on his feet, played position. So, you know, we try to use that DH role sometimes to give those guys a blow, and today was a good day for that to happen.
Did you see Tony high-five the fans yesterday?
I missed it. I know he got a Snickers given to him, an ice cream bar that was dropped in front of me after his second at-bat, I think. So, yeah, you might want to ask him about that one, too. You know what, though? That's good because Tony, that's when Tony's kind of having fun and enjoying playing the game, I think that's when he's at his best. I think most guys are. But for Tony, interaction seems to bring the best out of him. I don't know why, but even in spring training when he messes around with the fans and I'm sitting there, I'm like, Tony, you know you're gonna get hit right now. So, yeah, that's a good thing for Tony.
Did you ever talk to fans?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I used to talk to fans too. So it just breaks it up. Yeah. You know. Good?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thank you.
Let me tell my son.